Welcome to your junk fort.
It's awfully devoid of junk.
No, it's made of junk.
This is less junk, more fort.
All of our junk was used to make the fort, dude.
Oh, really, so the junk talks about what the fort is made of?
The junk, it ties the room together, literally.
Oh, I need my fucking notebook. I need my notes.
Well, while we're by the lack of a cozy fire, we got some housekeeping to do. So you guys, congratulations, you survived.
Barely.
I feel like we did pretty good.
Yeah, you know, it was our first time out.
Well, you did great. So now you're a crew, so you guys get to upgrade some shit. You ready?
Would you say we scored?
I would say you guys.
Yeah, we scored!
Okay, so first off, you guys can add one plus one to every prowess action that you have.
Prowess?
Prowess, yeah. So nice. If you look at like the actions, they're categorized. Ones like insight, prowess, resolve. You can add one to any that are under prowess.
So prowess. Fill in that circle?
Yep, pick one.
Doesn't matter. Oh, under prowess. Okay, I see. My ad.
Yeah, and
every,
you don't have to
every
pick
single one.
Just one.
Oh, just one?
Just one.
Oh, man, I don't know what I should pick. Should we coordinate?
Yes, we're all getting wrecked.
You're just going to be unrelated. A bunch of bullies.
Adding. I'm going with wrecked. Getting wrecked right. Over here.
How many wrecked do you have? I have two.
I have nothing, so I have to add wrecked.
I mean, you don't have to.
I did.
There's a point in the episode last week where I was like, "Boo, what should I throw this? Should I throw this powder at the ghost?" He said, "Well, you already did it." I was like, "Oh." All right, I'm going to take finesse then.
All right, what's skirmish again?
Skirmish is like fighting close up.
Oh, okay.
And what's wrecked again, just so I'm clear?
Wrecked is more just like going in and smashing shit up, like with no care, there's no skill. It's just, I'm going to just cause destruction.
Like when I flipped the table last week.
Yeah, so like skirmish would be great if you're like in hand-to-hand combat, or wrecked is good if you just want to like bust through the wall like the Kool-Aid man.
Right.
Oh yeah. Oh wait, no, that's that's the Macho Man. Oh yeah.
I bet he got wrecked too.
Oh yeah, when he hit that tree. That's how he died.
All right.
That's how he died?
Yeah, he had a heart attack while he was driving his Jeep and he crashed into a tree.
The Kool-Aid man?
No, the Kool-Aid man famously was not a person.
I took finesse.
Wait, I took finesse.
Okay. You both get that finesse.
I know, but I was just trying to think of it's a little bit of coordination, but that's fine, Andy, if you want to be selfish.
Well, skirmish, as a hunt or as a hound, I shouldn't really be in hand-to-hand combat.
Let me add this on there before you guys get too like dead set. You also get to add one to prowl, finesse, and tinker. One of those three.
Oh.
And you can have a maximum of three, like in that row. So if you already have three tinker, you can't add another tinker. You have to pick one of the other ones. So maybe that'll go into your consideration.
All right.
What? So we get two pluses, one to prowess and one to
prowl, finesse, or tinker.
Prowl, finesse, or tinker. I guess I'll take prowl then.
What's finesse again?
Finesse is like being able to do things easily with your hands, but not in like a mechanical way, like lockpicking. Not lockpicking, like pickpocketing.
Oh, I'll do that one.
There you go.
Got it.
I'm gonna instead take two prowl. I'll be a prowler.
It'd be a little prowler. The night prowler.
The night prowler. He sleeps in the day. Night Prowler.
His name's really gay.
Hey, we don't say that anymore.
We're learning so much together.
I told Bridget I was a pirate.
I was just telling Bridget earlier today how much I've learned from Sarn Turbo.
Yeah, his whole understanding, like the gender spectrum, comes from Sarn. So
that's good. I'm glad Sarn Turbo could help you.
Really all right, so your other upgrade, your lair is hidden, so you nobody can find it that easy, which is nice in case you ever were attacked. But that wouldn't happen. You also get foreshadow or a threat.
Yes.
And then you get pick one of the following. So I'm just going to kind of go through them. Ghost echoes, you get to see the occult better. You would be able to interact with them at a higher, with a better advantage. You can steal stuff. You get an extra bonus when you roll to acquire an asset. So if you wanted to buy something, you get a little boost there. Better engagement roll. I'll take a picture of this and send it to you guys because you probably do want to look at this. So we'll figure that out next time.
What's it called?
What is this?
So your crew gets another special ability. You've already picked one.
Nice.
Your special ability was to get an extra prowl, finesse, or tinker.
Oh.
That's one you guys had picked earlier.
Yes, I remember that entirely.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember that decision, making it very coherently.
I forgot. I can just take a picture of it now. Anyway, other things that you get, because you guys were such great characters, you all get 8 XP.
Yay! Cool.
Do they matter?
So I think with the XP, it just goes in a row, right? Like, once you just add on there to your XP?
Where is that at?
If you open your character sheet?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if I can open one. There should be a spot on there for your XP that you can click. Hold on, let me pull this up. I don't have one, so it's hard for me to see.
Where's it at on the sheet? I don't see it on the sheet either.
I don't see it. Oh, I should add it.
Where do you put your XP? Hold on. There should be a spot to put it, and I'm not seeing it. I'm going to pull this out.
There's background. Is one of these... Is it these little squares under stash?
No, because that controls your... like how much money you have.
Stash. Because there's... Oh, okay. Because I wasn't sure if this coin is, or these 4 cubes or squares for. No, that's something else. I don't know what these things are. I don't.
So the coin, you get, you can.
Goggles.
You have 4 coin on you. Okay. And then when you.
All together, we have 4.
Right. Like as a group, you have 4. But like individually, you can own some as well. But you can only have 4 on you at a time. So the rest of it goes in your stash.
Oh, it's like a bank account.
Yeah. I get, yeah, it is a bank account. Who knew? That's what we were playing, bank accounts. Oh, man.
Fill up an XP track. Are you sure it's not these? Oh, this is all. No, you're right.
Hold on, I'm going to abandon ship for a second. I'm going to go look at Brandon's.
Oh, God.
Look at Brandon's what? Look at Brandon's what?
My
green.
I don't see it anywhere.
That's so weird. Is this your stress?
My stress is up here. Oh, shit. I forgot my screen's touchable.
Weird.
Is this it right here by your abilities?
I don't know. Is it?
No, because if we're getting 8 XP, then that would fill it all. And that wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, no, that's fine. You guys are going to go up a level. That's the point.
Yeah, but one is
Corneo. Okay, so do you see where it says abilities? And then there's those hash marks?
Yeah.
If you click on those, that's your XP.
Oh, you don't say.
So we just fill all those in?
Yeah,
does it even matter? Does it even matter since we're just jumping up a level, though? She was gone.
Yeah.
And just like that, she was gone.
Was she even here? Yeah, so it's that area under your abilities. Yeah, so you guys are going up a level because you completed a major mission.
Okay.
Which basically just gives you an extra point if you want to put it somewhere. So you can either get any one of your action rolls. If you want to get another special ability, you can do that too.
Oh, we can do another special ability.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. I hear hear what they're talking about on that the audio track. He says, "Oh my God, I don't want to die. Have mercy."
Why did I laugh?
All right. I'm going to pick Alchemist. Pop goes a weasel. This makes me want to go to a poob.
A poob?
What?
This makes me want to go to a poob.
Pube?
A pube.
All right, y'all pick something, an extra action point or an extra ability.
Action point.
I am going to do Tempest.
Okay, what's Tempest?
You can push yourself to do one of the following. Unleash a stroke of lightning as a weapon or summon a storm in your immediate vicinity. Torrential rain, roaring winds, heavy fog, chilling frost as snow, etc.
Yeah, chilling frost.
No fireball?
Not yet.
No, he's a frost. He's a frost man. He's always been a frost man.
He's a frost mage. Ding-a-ding-a-ding.
I think I'm going to do Scout.
Scout?
Yes.
Scout. I have them here somewhere, too.
Oh man!
I don't see it on the list.
The list.
It's underneath. Okay. Well, obviously, hound.
I'm a hound dog.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Oh, you just added it, or somebody did. What was your ability from before?
Mountain tough as nails.
No, booze, because right now it all says it's Tempest.
I'm looking for Compel right now.
Should be...
There it is.
Okay.
I didn't realize that's what the H in front of it stood for.
Yeah.
Oh,
mine
yeah.
Mine has L-E.
Yeah, they're all coded by their names.
You can attune to the ghost field. To force a nearby ghost to appear and obey a command. Sounds like slavery with more steps.
Well, you know,
yeah, they have to be dead first.
With one of the steps being death.
I mean, he's already dead.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Oh.
What is that from?
Rick and Morty. Slavery with more steps. Right. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
It's the cool. Global box.
Yeah. Charges battery.
Yeah.
Cute.
Right. So you guys had that was great. Good job, everybody. You now have better skills. You guys, so you Baz gave you 4 coin. You guys had 2 coin to start with. So you got 6 now. You can only hold 4. So you got 2 you gotta do something with.
Yeah, I'm gonna spend it.
Sure, you can do that. If you wanna buy something, you can buy an upgrade or to your lair. If you want, like, a boat or something.
Did you say a boat? Where the hell are we going to put a boat?
We are over a...
You know, I've been thinking about this for a while, guys. I think we have been severely lacking in our boat department. As a man of the sea, I have to agree with the lady.
As a seaman?
As a seaman. As a...
What are we going to... Are we just going to have like a pole? Like a fireman's pole? Or like a rope we slide down into the boat?
I'll be honest. I thought when you say like upgrades to our fort, you know, like, you know, wallpaper, maybe some plumbing, a boat.
Maybe a suit of armor.
You know, a walking robot made of bathroom parts.
Yes, or a fish tank.
A fish tank. We do need a fish tank in our junk fort up across this precarious precipice between two buildings.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't want to fall in that dirty water.
Right. You're the perfect spot for an escape chute.
Uh-huh.
That's you can even have some shoot. Kind of
hiking, like grabbing the clothing lines, and you just have one pair of underwear that are white with red polka dots.
They're hearts. Flat. Thank you.
Oh, you know.
And it's made out of silk.
Or the silk-like substance.
The finest parachute. You guys going for a boat? Other things you can
no,
ask.
No.
Quit trying to push the boat on us. Who wants a boat? Boat? How many boats do you want?
You guys can have, you can secure your lair if you want, make it a little bit better prepared. Your junk fort, you know, really defensive. You can get a carriage. You can add to your vault, which allows you to have more money at one time. Workshop, you can upgrade your documents, gear, implement supplies, tools, weapons.
So we can't have wallpaper. Split the money.
You can't have wallpaper. You can split the money up between yourselves too.
I say we just split it up. I got things and places to go.
Yeah. I love that coin.
What I mean I
listen, think
maybe a workshop would be cool.
Listen, if we're not getting a boat, I would like to have some money to go my own way to drink.
To buy a boat?
To go drink. I mean, to go, you know, look at books, find literature.
You can't read.
I can read. What do you mean I can't read?
I just assume. You're a pirate.
It doesn't mean I'm not intelligent. Smart. My vice is luxury and pleasure. That means that's a lot of wiggle room. And I think
reading doesn't fit in either of those.
You guys can, if you like, you can get two free loads to carry around.
I don't want two free boats.
Or you can get some like little fighters to fight for you. If you like, a little gang of your own.
Like lackeys?
Or you can get an extra stress box.
And we can buy those?
Yeah, if you want. For 2 coin.
Oh. Wait, so is it 2 coin for each of us?
It would be 2 coin, and then you all would get one.
Oh, okay. I like that.
I'd like to add something to our fort, but I don't know what. Or I haven't decided, I guess.
Is it because you're scared?
Yes, it's because I'm scared.
A workshop's not
you being more brave, would you please help me?
Sorry, there's a spider over here.
Yeah, he's making my shorts.
I don't know, whatever you guys want to do. There's too much decisions for one man, one pirate. I spoke my piece. I either want my money or I want a boat. Or wallpaper.
Well, what if we do this? What if we each take one and then we put one in the stash? So that, right. that way we can save up.
That's great. That's a great idea.
Okay.
Go with that one.
So all what right. do you do?
We each get one coin and then we put one in the stash. That we can use for upgrading.
So you're all getting 1 coin. You're splitting your coins up between the three of you. I see. Okay. So everyone's got 1 coin and then 1 in the stash. I get it.
A bird in the hand is worth 2 in the bush.
And how much would Juckles was saying, like, to get like a workshop or a work table?
For a work table, it would definitely be one. Looking at this, a workshop would be like one. Something like a boat is going to be two. If you want better stuff, that's like one coin.
But currently we have no stuff.
No, you have no stuff.
Including fire.
Like, no, I mean, by stuff, I mean like your weapons. Like if you wanted your weapons to upgrade ability. Sorry. If you wanted your tools to be better, if you wanted your supplies to be better, you can add, it would be one coin. For yours specifically. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Sorry, my camera keeps freezing, so I'm not quite sure if you're just shocked or...
Mild shock.
In other news, you did draw the attention of the crowd. Well, not of the crowd, but of the people of Crow's Foot.
And one obviously, special the little chubby boy.
You're the little chubby boy. You're the hero to little Pritchards everywhere. You know, the police heard about what happened. The Red Sashes obviously know that something happened. They suspect you since you guys are the new guys in town. And now Baz seems awfully fond of you. But nobody can, you know, tell for sure. But you guys did gain 2 heat, which means that people are now aware of you. You got a reputation.
Yeah, cred.
And the Junk Boys is our game name.
Well, no, it's just a placeholder. it's just a placeholder.
You know, until things work out.
Until something comes to us.
I say we call ourselves the Junkyard Boys.
We're not really a yard, though.
The Junk Box Heroes.
Junk Box Heroes.
Heroes.
Yes. Stars in his eyes. Oh, I'm going to have to change the song now.
Are we heroes, though?
From a certain point of view.
We're zeros. So maybe Junk Box Zeros. Still works. Still works the rhyme. All right.
Well, you guys decide you're going to spend your first night as a crew in the Downtrodden Toad, which is the bar conveniently down the street from your little fort.
All right, can I ask for a point of clarification?
Yes.
When you say down the street, do you mean lower? Or do you mean...
I mean, not like, well, I'm lower.
Like it's under us. Level. Okay.
It's like a block or two over. Okay. It's within walking distance. It's not like if you fall, you're in a lane.
It's lower down and lower map-wise, is what you're saying.
Yes, it is located. So, Tiger,
the answer is yes to both.
Low and low.
And we're about to get lower. Let's go.
And while you're there, you notice that there's the man behind the counter, the bartender, his very portly man with a big smile. His name is Ribney. He's the bartender. He's the owner of the Downtrodden Toad. He is the Downtrodden Toad, but he's always got a smile on his face. And, you know, he's taken somewhat of a liking to you. He's a pretty pleasant guy, but this is his bar, so, you know, treat it well, he would ask. And while you're there, there's music. Your boys look like you're new.
Let's go get a drink.
Do you think they have holy water?
They don't. They serve the best ale that, you know, cheap money can buy.
But no holy water?
No.
I mean, we could bless it ourselves. As a man of the sea and a captain at that, I am able to perform marriages. I'm sure I'm able to bless some water.
Yeah, what's the difference?
I don't trust you.
What?
I don't trust that.
What do you want holy water for?
makes me drunk.
I don't follow.
Because I have demon.
So you have to drink holy water? Do you think they have that at the bar?
I don't know. That's why I asked.
That's like saying I have to drink poison. I mean, I guess alcohol. Oh.
There you go.
Barkeep, some holy water right now. I should close this window. I'm shouting.
He says with a smile, he's like, sorry, boys, don't got any holy water. But if you want, I got some less crappy beer. I guess you could call it liquor if you'd like. It's not too bad. Would you rather have that?
Yes.
Fine.
I'd rather have it than nothing.
He pours you out three beers. It's a pretty, I wouldn't say clean place, but it's not some of the worst bars you've ever been to. And as he's next to them, he kind of looks at you guys and he's like, oh, you guys, you don't look so good.
It's been a very long
I'm living in a box.
It's, what? It's not a box. I think it's nice.
I've lived in finer boxes than that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess. What is a ship but a box?
It's also a home. That ain't a home yet. I'm telling you, we need to get wallpaper.
Until we get the wallpaper.
They don't have wallpaper.
Well, then I'm painting it with tar.
With tar? That's what you go to first?
All right, I got a better idea. Here's what we'll do. We'll nail up carpet to the wall. It'll insulate it for the winter.
I like that idea.
Yeah, but let's check it for ants first.
Non-character. This has been tested in real life. I know.
Our references just keep piling on.
Piling until we get carpet on the walls.
All right. Well,
Is there any extra carpet?
Yeah, we got to go rob some places carpet. That's what's going to happen. Yeah. Next job we pull, we're getting carpet. We're taking the rug. I don't care if it ties the room together. It's going to tie our whole box together. Then it'll be a home. Now it's just a box.
Toad, yes.
Toad, do you have any carpet laying around?
No, it's mostly a rock here, although I do have a rug upstairs, but I'd rather you not take that, if you don't mind.
Well, we're stealing it later. You won't know when, you won't know how, but you'll know it's gone.
And I'm just going to say my finesse is really high right now. I can pickpocket anything. Just don't put that rug in your pocket.
He laughs it off, and he kind of gives you guys a good big old clap on the arm. He says, you guys are a big old laugh, big old funny folk here. Seriously, though, you boys look awful. If you want, I have this sister-in-law we keep in the back room. If you need a healing or something, just, you know, let me know. I don't mind bringing her to you. You just got to ask for her.
Whoa. You're married?
Well, not anymore.
So it's an ex-sister-in-law?
You got to keep the sister-in-law?
No, we just keep her back. I didn't say it was my wife's sister.
Oh.
You have a sibling sister? A sibling's wife?
All right. Yes, we need to be healed. Enough grilling, more healing.
I'm currently suffering from shock.
You have a lot of shock, by the way. I didn't want to say anything earlier, but you are shocked.
It's a good thing you're wearing that hat. Otherwise, your hair would be on end.
I'm pretty sure my eye is itchy, too.
Yeah. Oh, you look strung out.
All right. Go around back, knock on the back door. That's my house and the back door of the pub, and just ask for Olga.
All right.
Wow, pretty.
So you guys go around the back and you see a very clear door that's obviously, you know, like a, it looks like it's inside of, you know, the inside is a kitchen and you see somebody sitting over there. Do you want to knock on the door or not? It's up to you. You can do something else if you like.
No, we need healing.
I think Captain should just bust it open with his new wreck.
You go inside and there's just an old blind woman. Well, you assume she's blind. She's just sitting there with a little dark hood over her head, and she doesn't kind of sees you come in, and she's like,
"Ugh. Are you Olga? Can you bring us to Olga?
Huh?
Say, could I interest you in an onion?"
She looks at the onion in your hand that you somehow have appeared, and she picks it up.
Uh-huh.
You taking the onion out?
Oh, yeah.
She looks at
Where did you get an onion from?
Don't worry about it. I just keep them in my pockets for instances just like this.
Not to help you cry?
Old women love onions.
That is something I've never heard before.
They find it appealing. I'll be here all night.
Yeah, I know.
I take out a bottle of something. You guys don't know what, but we know.
Formaldehyde.
Easy. We know.
All right, Chuckles, are you going to give her the onion? She's going to grab it.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I say, here's an onion. Old ladies love onions. I mean, young ladies love onions.
Young all right. So for healing, depending on the quality of your healer, you roll some die, and then you mark off how many little sections on your healing progress clock that you have on your character sheet. You mark that off.
Where's our character?
They're not in this scene yet.
How do you get them over here?
You can just drag them onto the scene.
Oh, okay.
Drag them out of the fucking scene.
There we go. Oh, okay. That makes a lot more sense. Perfect. Yeah, so she accepts your offer. You guys can roll just one die each. And depending on how much you roll, you can fill up your clock and then reduce one level of stress. So if you have a level 2 stress, it becomes level 1. If you have a level 1 stress, it disappears.
Stress or harm?
I'm sorry, harm. Harm. Okay. It's for harm.
She accepted our offer of one pocket onion.
One pocket onion. She's gonna
how many of those do you have?
You'll know when you need to.
So everyone can just roll one die.
Like right now?
Yep, whenever you want.
I don't have any injuries, so I'm not going to.
Oh, perfect.
Because I got that tough as nails, so when I threw the knife and it hit me in the foot, it didn't do anything.
Got what it. Does I feel, though?
So what did you get, Brandon?
6.
Where did you roll that from? Oh, sorry. Why did you say you do it?
I just went up to the dice thing and says, let's roll some dice. And I took the number of dice and I hit it.
Where does it say, let's roll some dice?
Right above on the left side with the 7 boxes on the very bottom.
Yeah, okay.
Dice roll.
So one dice. All right. Notes.
All right. What does 6 do?
So 6 clear. It fills up your clock. You reduce one level of stress. One level of harm, and then you get 2 more segments on the next clock.
So I fill up my clock, and then what do I do?
You can reduce one of your harm.
Stress or harm?
So what do you have?
Harm.
Oh, harm. So I have bruised ribs and 2 mental shocks.
Which one's higher?
The bruised ribs is on 2.
I would do a level 2 to knock it down to a level 1, personally.
But then you have 3 instead level 1s.
So what do I do?
I think you can have 2. So you gotta you get rid of one of your level 1s.
Okay.
And then you can fill up your clock 2 more segments.
I already filled it up once. How do I fill it up a second time?
If you hit the 0 next to it, there's a little button next to it.
Uh-huh. All right, so then do it again. Okay, and then 2.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
All right.
So what does she do with the onion?
Excuse me.
She takes the onion and she starts carving it, like slicing off the skin, which is kind of weird. You think she just used her little bony arms to peel it off, but she uses a knife. She peels the onion layer off, and then she slowly goes to her little pan that she has roasting over a fire, and she throws the onion in there, and she just throws some butter in there, and she just starts cooking. And as she's cooking, you know, some smells of butter and onion fill the room, which, you know, not unpleasant, but she kind of waddles around her kitchen, getting this, getting that. You see her pull out what looks like a slimy little eel, and she throws that in there. It's like the size of a leech, just tosses it into the pot. And when it's all, seems like, takes about 15 minutes, and when she's done, she sets the bowls in front of you, and you have to eat them.
Oh, is this what's healing us?
Yeah, that's what's healing you. Also, she's a little old lady, and she just made you a nice little stew for free.
I've eaten weirder things. I dig right in. I've had eel before.
I don't eat it.
Why?
Then you don't eat it.
Just eat it.
I don't have to
be
heal.
Be polite.
Oh, yeah.
Just eat the damn, eat the stew, Squish.
It's not about the eel. It's about your pocket.
I didn't ask anything about anything. Just eat it to be polite.
No.
She might be a ghost.
And that's what I gotta find out.
She's kind of looks at you and goes back to where she was sitting. Chuckles, you can roll to heal if you'd like. 4, yay. So you fill up your clock and reduce 1 harm.
You rolled for the captain?
Oh, I did.
Don't touch my shit. You got a 4 last time, too. So.
Yeah, this would be
it doesn't. It's just random. It doesn't. No, it's not based on any sort of action.
All right. So my electrical harm went from 2 to 1.
There you go.
Ah.
All right. Well, you guys are all healed up. If you would like, you both Chuckles and Captain, you have 2 more actions of things you'd like to do. So if you'd like to go to your vice, if you want to train and gain some XP, you can do that. You can gain an asset if you'd like. Squish, you have 2 available to you. Is there something you would like to do while you're here in some free time?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the restaurant to work a shift to get some of my stress down. Well, it's right, not really working a shift. It's more of like going in there and talking to the head chef whose name I have written somewhere.
Do you two want to go with?
All right. I've got nothing better to do. Maybe I'll find a store along the way.
Chef, I go to the Golden Plum.
I'm going to sneak away.
Just talk with Chef Rizal.
Ooh. Sneaky.
And just quietly wait my turn.
Oh, she looks angry.
She is angry.
It's a pretty nice restaurant, though. 6 times it be happening.
Does it look like the one you work at now?
No. No.
Oh, yeah, I'm not there.
So the road to the Golden Plum is a little treacherous. You walk through 6 towers. It's a neighborhood that's been eerily abandoned for the most part. There are still people there, but there's just wide open streets, lots of dark abandoned houses, except for on the very top of the hill as you crest it, one building just completely illuminated in gold, with golden light coming through. And you can see that all of the traffic, all of the people in the streets, they're all heading towards this one building. And you go inside and it is a luxurious golden palace with velvet curtains, plush seats, crisp white tablecloths. And it is just kind of a mix of society. You see some people who are obviously very wealthy. You see some middle class people doing some business in the corner.
And here we are walking in.
And here you are walking in. Chef Rozelle does not turn down anybody. Everyone's money is good at the Golden Plume.
Golden, the Golden Plum, Compass.
Hey, Captain.
Yes?
Do you think those velvet curtains would make good insulation, too?
I like the way you're thinking. Keep an eye out for carpet, though.
You're dead set on the carpet.
Something about it really appeals to my sensibilities.
Just like that onion.
If you really want, we'll steal the drapes later, okay?
Okay.
Right now, I can't really pickpocket that.
All right, so yeah, I go to Roselle to try to see if I can have fun in the kitchen.
I find a table, sit down.
Squish, as you walk towards the kitchen, you're kind of stopped by a butler, maitre d', who's like, excuse me, sir, the dining hall is this way. And he kind of leads you with a gloved hand back to a table that's just appeared, you know, in front of you, open. And you can sit down at the table, and they get out a little napkin, and they fluff it out, and they put it around your waist. Another waiter comes up with a menu, a single-page menu, puts it in your hand, and then you have a chance to look at the menu. Captain, what are you doing?
I'm sitting down, and I'm putting a napkin on my lap, waiting for the waiter.
And you're not on the toilet, are you?
No.
Wait, this is cereal?
No, that's a totally different character who's also a different character. Also, I break out a pipe and start smoking because I have a pipe now.
Let's see. The waiter comes by and says, have you had a chance to look at the menu? Is there anything I can, you know, anything appealing for you men?
Whiskey. Sour.
Do you have holy water?
You can get anything you want at the Golden Plume. The plum, golden plum. Is that all you'd like?
For now.
The waitress kind of scurries off, and you guys are sitting there for a few moments, and then almost within a few minutes, she's kind of scurried back, and she has a half glass of whiskey sour and a tall glass of holy water.
Oh, wow. I sip on the holy water, and it burns. But in like a good way, like that whiskey sour does.
I sip on the whiskey sour and it burns too.
How's your holy water, Captain?
Sour. I tell you, this is what they drink on the high seas. It's the only thing you can get out there is lemons.
Stops you from getting scurvy, right?
Does it?
Yes.
Well, hell, bring me another whiskey sour. You scurvy dogs.
A bad case of scurvy.
One's getting scurvy tonight.
The waitress comes over with another, whiskey sour, and then she asks questions. Anything for you? Anything off the menu?
No, but I would like to talk to Chef Roselle to see if I could, work. To get rid of some of my stress.
The waitress comes over to you and she looks for a second, a little, not quite sure what she's going to do. And then she goes back into the kitchen.
Another whiskey sour, dear. Two of them.
It's kind of quiet in there for a second. And then you hear this complete scream of frustration, and the door bangs open. This woman comes in. She's short. She's petite. She is sharp like a knife, and she turns on you, Squish, and she goes, I don't know what you think you can do. Come into my restaurant and try to cook? I don't know you.
Well, that's what I'm here to let you know me. You're very intimidating.
For absolute success. You think you can just go into the kitchen and whip up any sort of meal? Do you even know what our specials are today? You didn't even look. You ordered a whiskey sour and a holy juice?
I mean, it's holy water, but
I three more whiskey sours?
Because I looked at the menu, and it is garbage.
She pulls out a knife, a chef's knife, and just stabs it on the table. She says, you think you can do better? Go on. And she pushes you, kind of shoves you into the kitchen, and you get into this kitchen.
Sour.
Yes. I just found out about this recipe with an eel and onions. It'll blow your mind.
You get into the kitchen. It is a fully furnished kitchen. There are people working at different stations. There's steam, there's smell, there's noise. What do you do? Because Chef Roselle is staring you down.
I walk over to saute and start looking around for ingredients.
You find a pretty wide selection of items. You find herbs, you find spices, you've got vegetables, you have a lot of seafood, not too much beef, not too much chicken. It's a pretty well-stocked kitchen. There is a room in the back that you see nobody is going in and out of. This is Chef Roselle's private stash of ingredients where she gets fancy things like holy water. What else would you like to do?
I'm gonna make that eel dish, but I'm gonna fancy it up with some
butter,
some tarragon and garlic and butter,
pocket onions.
All right. So you are gonna roll. Since you're cooking, you're gonna go ahead and roll to relieve your stress. You're gonna roll dice equal to your lowest attribute. So how many? Let me pull up your thing. Let me see.
I mean, it would be zero.
It's like the total on the side. So you have resolve, which only has one. Wait, like what? Along that first row.
Along the first row. Like,
yeah, how insight you have like three dots along the first column.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
So you would roll, because it's your lowest, you would roll resolve, which is one.
Gotcha. Okay.
Failure. Three. It's the worst outcome.
All right. You reduce. No, just that amount reduces your stress. So you can reduce three stress.
Gotcha. How does my dish turn out?
Your dish turns out great. Chef Roselle kind of sniffs it over your corner of your shoulder. She kind of like looks at you. She's not, you know, pleased, but she's not quite as angry anymore. And she goes, "Serve it up." And kind of pushes you aside. She pours it into a bowl and she, you know, takes her little spoon and she tastes it. It's fabulous. Who knew? Who knew? Demons from the red skin could cook so well.
Yeah. So don't be so quick to judge. Now give me some holy water, please.
All right.
Holy water would really tie this dish together.
She takes her thing of keys and she goes into the larder on her own. She doesn't allow you to follow. When she comes back, she has a small bottle of holy water. It's half empty from before, but she hands it to you.
No, thank you. I'll be back after my next score. I put it in my pocket.
Perfect. Captain, the waitresses have just been walking past, and every time they do, they put a whiskey sour onto your table.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm just saying, you can, because drinking is one of your vices, you can roll for stress if you'd like.
Okay, yeah, roll for stress. I was going to say I'm going to sneak out.
And you don't want to use your roll.
Mostly drink.
All right, you can reduce six stress.
Six stress. Well, that's all the stress I have.
That's good.
Yeah, then you have no more stress.
Because I think if you go over the amount, something happens too, right?
Yeah, so if you overindulge, you can have some issues. You can, depending on your level and what you want, you can get extra heat. Or you can take harm, or you can disappear and go on a bender.
Huh. My bender for cooking is going to be so many
blisters.
It's going to go to all the restaurants and walk into the kitchens, cook for everyone.
You're going to go on a round the world trip, like oh god, who did that?
Anthony Bourdain.
I was going to say Gordon Ramsay. Fuck off. Like, that's not right. All right. So, Squish, you still have one more action if you'd like to use it. Captain, you've used your actions. You healed and you, you know, got your vice lowered. Squish, you, and I'm sorry, Squish. Chuckles, you still have one action left. Do you want to take a break before we continue?
Sure. Sounds good. Sure.
Okay. Well, you said you wanted to drink too.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know what else to drink.
You can still go with, like, you can still come along with people. You just can't, like, you know, you can't lower your stress anymore or do anything like that benefits you. You can just help. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are these cool?
Yeah. I'm looking serious. Oh, shoot, crew XP.
Bitch.
More cereal?
Our day.
Man,
say I won't cereal. Do it. Say I won't do it. Say I won't do it. I'm going to do it every day.
Say I won't do it.
Oh, yeah, air day.
Everyone steals. Oh, we did that.
Ready? Yeah.
I'm going to put that on our crew. The Junk Boys.
Everybody steals.
Wait, what is this? Special abilities. Everyone. Oh, there they are. Abilities. Everyone steals. Okay. Lair.
Which one are you?
I'm Juckles.
Leech? No, I know.
Yes.
Are you a leech?
Why?
Okay. I was. You were talking about everyone stealing.
Oh, Bridget just put a picture on the Discord. It's an ability under shadows. Wait. Shadows?
Oh, yeah. One that you guys can, you can pick another one if you'd like.
This is for our abilities as a crew.
Yes.
Is a shadows a type of crew?
Oh, okay.
That's what you guys are. You're like thieves and sneakers. This gurgle. You're like shadows in the night.
Like a rainbow in the dark. Boom, 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 boom. So we get to pick one of those, or you already took one?
You guys were working on the crew the first time, you picked everybody steals, but as a group, you could pick one more.
Ah.
Oh, we should do synchronize.
When you perform a group action, you may count different sixes from different rules as a critical success. I don't really know what that does.
Yes. So when you do something like if you as a group deciding to prowl, you would all roll prowl. And normally how it works is that whoever amongst you all, if you get a six, you know, that's a success. You take the highest roll out of everyone. If you fail, whoever suggested the group action gets damage. With this, you can use multiple sixes to get a critical success.
And like do something cool, I guess?
Like from different people.
Okay.
Yeah, you would succeed with bonus.
All right.
So, like, if you rolled a six or he rolled a six, you could do it.
Okay, I'm willing to take a chance on synchronize and see how it goes.
Take a chance. Oh, yeah, I love it.
It's not a contest.
I'm into it.
It's not a contest.
Okay. So while Squish and the captain, have been at the Golden Plum, where have you been, Chuckles?
Well, I had an idea for like my vice, so I was gonna start wandering towards that. It's kind of somewhere, we'll say, non-traditional. And
all right.
Is it?
I just have you on a street.
Oh, okay. Here. I thought you were taking me to another, perhaps the same old lady.
No.
Okay.
No, I was just taking you down the street.
I didn't know if you had something prepared like Golden Plum. Okay.
I do have something prepared. We'll go there. So the place that you go to looks from the front a very normal storefront. It just says Shop de Mystique. When you open up the door, it kind of creaks a little bit. But otherwise, it's not a spooky place. But there are a strange many things on the walls all around you. Different potions, different books, different cans of questionable
Birds.
Material. Yeah, there's like some little birds in the corner chirping along in like a little cage. Only two or three of them. They're little songbirds. And then as you come into the store, a very young woman rounds the corner. She looks completely normal. Nothing crazy about her. She kind of looks out of place in this very oddball assortment. And she's very bubbly, very sweet. And she goes,
okay, hi, yeah. I'm looking for the manager. He knows me.
Yeah. The manager, Uncle Skylar.
Well, I just call him Uncle. I never really knew his last or first name. Is he around? You know, his uncle is.
So she turns and walks kind of back, and in a few seconds, an older lumbering man comes through with the face that it's like that looks like it's been deteriorating slowly over time. He's missing a good portion of his cartilage. His face is scarred. His head is missing any sort of hair. But otherwise, he's dressed like a very fine gentleman. His clothes are pristine. And he kind of turns the corner, and he's like pulling on his cuffs and everything, expecting a customer. And he looks up and he sees you, chuckles, and he goes, excuse me?
Oh, how's it going? It's been a bit, huh?
He kind of looks you up and down, and he's squinting at you.
You don't recognize me. Maybe it was a different disfigured man I'm remembering.
And then he kind of recognizes and he goes, Charizander?
Yes. Yes.
You walk into my shop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hi. No, this is awkward. I thought this would be wonderful. And it's just dawning on me that when she said... She said uncle, that it was her uncle. I thought it was just like a cute nickname that we had for him. It was his first name. I thought he was like an uncle to everybody.
Oh, you know, I've been around the block a little bit there, Charizander, but you know what life is. You met my niece, Pergoletta.
Pergoletta.
You know, she's a good girl.
No, she's quite ravishing.
She's working as a clerk.
Oh, I could tell from the glasses that she had on her nose, the end of her nose, like a perfectly good clerk. I'm glad to see you got some family help.
Well, you know, times are tough. But, you know, being as old as I am,
Yes.
Is there a
I gotta be honest with you.
Excuse you strange noises from behind the room.
They make weird noises.
They sneeze though. Gotta get on Pergoletta for that.
Wait, and this person's name is Uncle Skluck? Skyla. No, I knew that. How you doing, Uncle, if I can call you that? You've been so good to us.
I mean, you could. Well, you know, your mother. Bless her heart.
Yeah. Yeah, bless.
How's she doing?
Oh, I wish you wouldn't have asked. She's, I would say, not alive anymore. She's dead. She's passed on.
Oh.
She's worm
food. I understand. Pergoletta's,
It was rough, but you know what? She's in a different place now. I don't know if it's better, but I hope so.
Well, you know what they say. If you can't join them, you probably are better off.
Yeah, no, I don't want to join her because... from what I hear, it's there are ghosts. So hopefully she's not a ghost.
She's not a ghost. She's probably the electric goo that runs this whole city.
Oh, that sounds worse. I don't want to think about it, actually.
Well, then I won't detain you. What did you come in here for? You know I don't sell that stuff.
The goo? Oh, no, I'm looking for some exotic foods. You know, remember?
Oh.
You know, remember the exotic foods that I was into for a time there and I'm still into?
You know, your poor dear mother, she thought that was a phase.
No, I crave it. I still crave it.
All right. Well,
I mean, are you still selling it? Is that still a thing that you're doing here?
Let me go in the back and see what I come up with here. Just right. 1 second. Okay. And he's going to go around the back. Go ahead and roll your stress roll. So it's your lowest. Hold on, let me pull you in here. It is your lowest.
Okay, I think attribute. It's going to be zero because I don't have anything Second. For. Right.
Resolve. Okay, so I'll have you roll two, and then just take the lowest of the Lame. Two.
Wait, D. 2d6.
Aye, 2.
He comes around the corner and holding in his hand, he just has a very small tin can. And on the side of it, you can see that it says Nimby's cat food. And he goes, I was saving this for a special occasion, but I think you need it more. And he gives you the little can of cat Nimby? Food. Oh, Nimby. May she rest in peace.
Oh, well, all right. Well, cheers. I hope she's not electric goo either.
To electric goo and not being it.
Was your whole side mission just to get cat food?
Yeah, no, from Uncle Skyluck. I call him Uncle, though.
Skyluck.
No,
Skyluck.
He's
Uncle Skyluck.
He's desperately disfigured. Well.
That looks like the live-action version of Skeletor.
Evil. Yeah, you know, this is pretty good. I think Nimby would have loved this.
I think that is Nimby
had a distinguishing taste.
Yeah, well, I can tell.
He was always a good soul. Well, is there anything else I can help you with, Charzander?
Well, let's see. Have you heard anything going on around
any of your
town? Yeah, let's get this gossip from the local cat food dealer.
Well, speaking of, he leans over, and you can just tell he has been dying. He's got some juicy gossip going on. He says, well, the spirit wardens, you know all about them. They're stockpiling electroplasm, speaking of electric goo. I think that there's going to be...
You think there's going to be what?
I think, he says, there's going to be some shortages around here. I don't know for certain, but you used to see the spirit wardens walking the streets, what, 3-4 times a night? Now you don't see them at all?
I haven't seen them in a while.
Suspicious, right?
Don't be suspicious.
You know what? But I never really put it together. Stockpiling electric goo. And where do we get that from ghosts or people, dead people?
Right. You know, when someone dies, either they become a spirit if they're allowed to linger. And obviously we wouldn't want that for them. You see how the ghosts around here always screaming and repetitive, possessing people.
They're a menace.
We don't want that. So the spirit wardens come. They're a menace. The spirit wardens come and they take the spirits of the dead as they've died, and they take the gooey substance that is our soul and they use it to run all the electricity in Duskfall. And now all of a sudden there's shortages and now there's stockpiles, apparently. Suspicious.
Why would they be stockpiling
gooey?
That is the question. Why would they be stockpiling
for war? A ghost Ooh. War?
Prophet? Ghost war? I don't know. Skylock doesn't know. Skylock only hears.
Uncle Skylock, it's very interesting. I thank you for this fancy feast.
But
you regain all your stress.
You
oh, actually, I did not. Stress. So, how much did I lose? Two.
Two.
All right.
All right. Squish, you. Sorry, were you finished? I didn't. I had some of your toes. I can't see you right now.
No, I had nothing extra. Interested in the gossip, and thank you for the cat food.
Is it still freezing on your side?
Just Tiger is right. Frozen.
Why is it always me?
We don't know. We keep having technical difficulties. It's been frustrating.
Well, it could be worse.
It's like we don't ask questions anymore.
Yeah. We're doing the best we can.
Well, the three of you gather.
Hold on, I got one more.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
I want to set up a long-term project of making like walkie-talkies.
Walkie-talkies, okay.
Yeah. Or procuring walkie-talkies.
I perhaps maybe can help since I'm a tinkerer.
And I was the professor on Gilligan's Island.
Only we had coconuts.
Make this work.
All right, give me 1 second. We'll get started on this.
She wasn't anticipating telephones.
You know what? It wasn't. That was not one of the things I anticipated.
Just like jumping into trash.
Well, this is like a little different. Jumping in the trash, introducing a very different, a world-changing technology. We're jumping in the trash.
Yeah, I like to mix it up.
There was that one time you got in a fight with the TA as Sergeant Turbo.
TA, the teacher's assistant?
You didn't want to get... No, it wasn't the
airport people. Oh, the TSA.
The spaceport people.
Yeah, I was upset about that. You go to jail.
Oh, you know what it was? You didn't want to show your ID. Like, what kind of flyer are you? You're the guy that shows up on public freakouts. We'd be seeing Sarn Turbo on the public freakout subreddit screaming at Trent.
It was kind of interesting because we were both kind of just like politely differing, and Andy kept being obstinate, and I was like, okay, more cops come. Well, I'm not showing them my ID. Okay, they're going to arrest you.
Bridget, this should give you some insight to how you have to react to some. You had to put that lay down the law.
Literally.
In that case, yes. It turned out fine, though. We met a rapist.
Yeah, that was the weirdest thing. I don't think they've ever introduced rapists into Star Wars. Could you imagine? Jesus Christ.
I mean, the Twi'leks are sex dogs, aren't they?
I mean, that's the implication, but I don't like to think about it.
All right. Can we move on?
Right. You wander yourself does anyone else want to come with Squish? You guys can.
I haven't seen Squish in a while, and I would like to meet up with him. Although I don't know why we met up. Maybe after I ate, we ran into each other somehow. I just felt
we both.
Yeah, ate. I don't know.
Did you guys? You went back to the junk and had food comas together.
Hey, Chuckles, you got something right on your lip there. Need to. Yep, you got it.
Ooh, that's not as good.
Where are we at? Are we in a bookstore?
You're in a store Not a bookstore, but it does have books there. It's a kind of hodgepodge of gizmos and gazmos and manuscripts and pamphlets. It's just Electric and Co. is the sign over the door. And when you walk in, there's a shopkeeper there, normal looking guy at the desk, and he goes, can I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking for a device or how to make a device to talk to each other from
wirelessly.
Have you tried time
wirelessly? Yes.
Have you tried putting Dixie cups together with string?
That is wired. I would prefer wireless.
Oh. Well, you just had to take the fun out of everything, don't you?
That.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Oh, we're going to invent something new, it sounds like. I have not heard of this wireless technology.
I don't like it.
It's scary.
He kind of scratches his head, and he's like, I got some books about it, something like that. They've been messing around with this high-tech stuff for a while now. Let me go and check. And he kind of fumbles around and he pulls out a handful of pamphlets and hands them to you. And he's like, this is going to take you a while. You're going to have to read these first and understand it. And then you're going to have to go and find parts for it. I don't know. Good luck.
Do you happen to have any of the parts here?
What parts do you need?
Well, I haven't read them yet. Did you read them? Can you tell me?
You're going to roll to read the pamphlets, and how well you roll depends on how well you understand those pamphlets. Oh, and that's going to be the start of your project, making walkie-talkies.
Study?
I have good... Can I,
I help? It'll be a study.
Because I have good study, too.
Can I hinder? Because I don't like this.
You'd rather just yell?
Yeah, you both can roll your studies.
Or ghosts.
A group action.
All right, we'll do a group action.
I'm Chuckles.
Do a group study.
Controlled? Doesn't matter. I think it matters, right?
No, I don't think it matters for this. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, boy. All right. Success.
All right. So you thumb through the pamphlets. You guys spend a long night together huddled up eating in the junk fort. And you read the pamphlets and you understand what you have to do.
Eureka.
Hold on, let me pull this up. You're halfway to building.
What you got? Because I didn't understand any of this.
Oh, no. You got to do the resistors and the capacitors in a very specific order.
Can I have one of those sheets to light the fire?
I thought you loved reading.
Not about manuals.
No, this is mostly math.
I'm in the fine arts sort of, liberal arts.
I never took you for a fine anything.
I didn't even know you could read.
You get by literally judging a book by its cover.
No, I'm judging you.
And I'm the book. Now you know what a metaphor is.
Interesting.
Oh, that's what liberal arts are.
I'm Connor Crandall.
Well, you guys are halfway to making your walkie-talkies. That'll be part of your long-term project. The next step will be probably buying the pieces. But you all have done your... downtime activities. I'm impressed. I didn't know this would take you. You guys would get through this so quickly. I'm so impressed. There's just one.
Are there any carpets in this place?
There is carpeting on the floor, but there are a few heavy tables on some of them, so it wouldn't be super easy to just pull them up. But you could.
I use my finesse.
Perhaps we can find another place to steal carpet, or what was the other thing?
Oh, too late.
The drapes.
Yeah, I gotta earn Rizal's trust in order to.
I'm stealing the carpet.
I'm doing it. You said finesse?
Finesse.
One die?
If that's what you have.
I don't remember. Hold on.
I think you just upgraded it. So yeah,
just one.
How did you get two?
Huh? Yeah, that would suggest zero.
It said,
did you rolled finesse?
Oh, so so I don't roll for two. I roll one. I rolled for one, so I only roll zero.
If you're highlighted, you can go to your where it says action, resistance, and utility. Action. You can go to actions.
Okay, and then in my modifier, because I rolled finesse. My modifier is zero, or is it one?
Did you update your?
I just checked it. It's still one.
Did you put the one?
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
So what do I put down?
Yeah, zero.
So you don't put down anything. Go to your actions and then roll finesse. It should just pop up one. Yeah, there you go. Four. So you managed to rip up a good section of carpet, but the electro guy at the counter definitely sees you, and he's like, hey! And he kicks all of you out of the shop. You probably
did I take the carpet with me.
You did grab the carpet with you.
How are we going to get our walkie-talkie parts? We just got kicked out of the only electric shop in town, Electric & Co. Why would you do that?
Wild card, bitches!
I just imagine we're walking down the street and you have this rolled up piece of carpet under your arm as we walk back towards the junk fort. I'm just like, you're so happy about this like tiny section of rug.
I'm so drunk.
I don't even know why you came with.
Either. I don't really like the idea of these phone things, but we got carpet. I got something out of this.
This is going to make it.
As you turn the corner to head up down the street to the junk fort, you are stopped by a cop, by a blue coat.
Uh-oh. Oh. Hello, mustache.
That is a serious mustache.
Yeah, you look awfully serious. German.
It's awfully mustached.
This is Constable Raya. He is he's a constable here. You see him quite a bit in Crow's Foot. He's not known for being a particularly decent cop, but he's also, you know, not out to make too much trouble. But he stops you and he's like, he looks at the captain with his carpet and just shakes his head and goes, you know, you boys move into that junk fort up there and all of a sudden we start having some issues. And I start
poking around. Who the fuck told you about the junk fort?
Don't do that.
That's not our junk fort. That's just a junk. Pile of junk.
Yeah, that's just trash.
Look,
hobos it's live stuck. In that thing.
Just
hobos and a
fire. No, they probably don't even have carpet up there.
There's not even like a place to put a fire in there.
Yeah,
I think
from what I've heard,
you're taking this the wrong way. I'm trying to get anyone into trouble, but did you have a permit?
Oh, I see what this is thing? About. You're looking for a bribe.
Well, we didn't really build it. It was there.
It's a small, need to overweight, you know, overlook the, you know, lack of inspection that you boys did. And I could look the other way in case you have more carpet thefts to deal with.
Well, I'm carpet should take that.
Here's your moment. Bribe. Have a carpet.
Listen.
Do you perhaps enjoy onions?
You know, I know a place that makes a good onion and eel. That's not the point. The point is, you know, you've been here for a little bit. Me and my buddies at the police station have seen what you've been doing, and we're just a little concerned, and we just want to make sure things are okay by you. I could take one of
Am
you.
Am I under arrest?
Like, you know, just to ask a few questions. Or, arrest is such a harsh word. But where did you get the carpet from, sir?
I bought it off the street.
Do you have a receipt?
No, it was a gentleman's shake.
Listen, I think I might have to get my colleagues down here. We might need to take you all into the precinct for some questions.
All right. Oh, no, you're just going to bust our balls. No, like we don't need to get anybody else involved. You know, let's not be too hasty. So we got a little bit of illicit carpet. You know, who doesn't?
I run.
Can I offer you a free meal at the Golden Plum?
He looks at you and he's like, my anniversary is coming up.
I can make a reservation.
You give me a seat at the Golden Plum. And I'll see what I can do with the rest of them. But you can't be stealing carpet, boys. It's unseemly.
We never stole it.
It's just a bunch of dust in the shape of the captain. He's long gone.
Yeah, right. And you guys are just left. And you left them?
That's not what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Oh, then we're definitely carpeting this junk.
All right, you guys get here. The cop leaves you alone, Office Constable Fry, but he is going to be a pain in your butt now. He's going to kind of keep an eye on you guys going here on out. You're part of his regular beat.
Wow, is he? Does he follow the rules, or does he have to do things by his own way? But he's a good man at heart. Does he get the job done?
Some call him a rule breaker.
I am trying to eat a sandwich here. Jimmy's dead.
I slit his throat from ear to ear. Hey, I'm trying to eat my lunch.
Ah, wow.
All right, well, I start carpeting the wall. Carpeting the wall.
Really?
Did you check for ants?
No, ants come later.
So, no.
Oh, good. They make
that's how you protein. Get ants.
And cats love to eat ants. Wow,
it's a self-sustaining ecosystem.
That's true.
And I love to eat cats. Wow.
The circle.
Do we have a hole in the floor yet?
No. Why don't you wreck one in there and see if you make a hole in the floor?
Okay, I take my sword. I take my rapier and start prying up boards. This is a great idea, guys.
You have to stop drinking.
Yes,
whiskey
you're really fucking this up for everyone.
What do I roll for prying up a floorboard?
It's wreck.
Wreck. Yes, I don't get the haven't got to use wreck yet. I'm gonna wreck it.
Oh no!
Yeah.
No.
I was hoping he got a one.
No, he got all his failures out last week.
Dude, we're gonna. This is where we're going to the bathroom.
You can't just put a hole in the middle of the floor.
Where did you put the hole?
Right in the middle.
Like there's right in the picture. Like I should just call like a big hole right there.
Oh no! Did you put a big hole? Did you put a door over the hole?
Oh no! I put some of the.
This
carpet.
Is the most dangerous. This is why the cops are hassling us about permits. This is not the code.
I got enough carpet on the walls and right one, and I put one little bit of carpet right in the middle on that hole because it ties the room together. See? Brought it all around town.
I kind of hope he falls through it.
I think it's about to happen.
Yeah, well, considering how drunk he is.
If you throw carpet over it, it could be a trap.
Yeah, for us.
It is a trap.
For us. I'm going to get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's how you do the bathroom. Crick. Into the creek.
It's called a bidet.
It'll be so clean downstairs.
Oh, there's the hole. There's the hole.
Wait, did you just draw it?
What? No. About that fast?
Oh, no.
Well, you managed to pop up a board, and now you have a great gaping hole with the sewer wind blowing through into your junk.
No, I covered it with a carpet.
I thought that was walls.
What?
I thought that was you were carpeting the walls. That's what you were saying. You were going to put the carpet on the walls.
I put some on the wall, some over the hole.
How much carpet did you have under your arm?
Half the guy's room. It was commercial success.
I think the bigger question is how big is the junk fort?
Oh, it's about, you know, a couple knots.
That does not make sense.
A couple cubits. About 4 cubits across.
You know, I don't know what a cubit is, so I'm still going to guess you're wrong.
Bridget, what does this place have? Does this world have its own measuring system?
We haven't really determined that yet.
Because it's all light years in Star Wars.
There are parsecs.
It's all light years in parsecs. And how fast you can make them.
There are defined like months and stuff, but they have like 10 week days or 10 day weeks.
System.
10 week days? Could you imagine?
I spent a month there one night.
Can you imagine? Well, that's what I got for you tonight.